Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday mornings to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs and tapping us on our and saying, child, wake up. I have more for you to do. I don't know about y'all, but I get so excited. I get so excited knowing that I have another opportunity to give God all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that he deserves, and to continue moving forward with what he has called for me to do. And I hope that encourages someone else listening this morning and listening to the replay that you're here. You're here for a reason. God has you here on his great earth still for a reason. And I pray that if you don't know exactly what it is that he has called you to do, that God reveals it to you in due time. And I pray that when God reveals it to you, or even if God has already revealed it to you, that you execute with purpose, that you execute with courage, that you execute in a way that is unapologetic, meaning I'm not worrying about what so-and-so has to say. I'm not worrying about what others may think of me. I'm not worried about that. The only thing I'm concerned with what my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has to say about me not executing on it. Come on now. I'm not concerned about the applause of man, but I'm concerned about the applause of God. Let me tell you, this ain't even in my notes, but going in when I was given the orders, when I was given the assignment to literally leave my 9-to-5 in corporate America to literally step into what I'm now in, which is full-time in the career coaching and professional development industry, on my last, like a few days before my last day turning everything in, I would see me walking to the building, but I would see the angels cheering me on, saying, Crystal, this is it. This is what the Lord has assigned for you to do. You're going into the right direction. And let me tell you, I wasn't going into it with a huge smile on my face. It was mainly crying tears, but they became tears of joy instead of tears of sadness as time passed. And so I just declare and decree, whatever it is that you may be kicking and screaming about and saying, God, this ain't it. This ain't for me. This is not what you shared for me to do. I want to tell you now, that is what God shared with you to do. And I just pray that you get the holy and receive the holy boldness to execute on what it is that God has shared for you to do in this season of your life. I don't know who that was for, but I just pray that you receive that right now in the name of Jesus, and that you do it, and that you do it with so much joy in your hearts, so much joy in your heart. Whew. All right, y'all, let's get into it. And so the last song that I played for you was entitled Abide, and the artist's name was Lexi. And so that word abide has definitely been in my spirit. And I just wanted to declare and decree that God enable us to rest, rule, and abide within us, or within him. God enable us to rest, rule, and abide within him. The phrase rest, rule, and abide has been literally in my spirit for the last, I want to say, 2 weeks. And so I really took the time out to study, like, God, what are you trying to say in this season? It kept coming up, rest, rule, and abide within me. Rest, rule, and abide within me. And for my churchgoers and for my people that's always listening to the word, I know you've heard this infamous prayer or benediction at church. It says, now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. Like, if you heard that, I want to see a show of hands. Have you heard that in your church? Never. Yes, I'm seeing that. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing the hands go up because, yes, I know you have heard it time and time again. I'm going to say it again. It says, now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen. And so let me give you some historical context. This was actually what Paul was using as a closing in his letters to Corinth. You can find this actually in 2 Corinthians 13:14. Now, it doesn't explicitly say rest, rule, and abide, but one can infer that basically this is what it means. It states really, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And so he was closing out the letter to Corinth. And as you know, this is in 2 Corinthians again, 2 Corinthians 13:14. And so in the commentary, it states Paul's farewell blessing invoked all three members of the Trinity. Woo, all three. And so the Father, which is God, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And so although the term Trinity is not explicitly used in scripture, verses such as this one, which is, again, 2 Corinthians 13:14, show that it was believed in and experienced by knowing God's grace, love, and fellowship. Grace, love, and fellowship. And so let's break that all the way down today. So what does it mean to really rest in God? Rest. It means trusting in God's peace and provision for you. For you, your family, or whomever. Rest is trusting in God's peace and provision. And that's simply put, right? A lot of us today, we try to figure out, like, oh, God, I need some more rest. Oh, goodness. I know this be me sometimes. So I know I can't be alone in this. And then I was convicted. I want to say earlier last week, a friend of mine, she had saw me texting really late. And she was like, why are you up so late? And I was like, girl, I got work. I got stuff to do. And she was like, oh, I'm about to get in trouble. And I'm like, what is she talking about? And she goes on to give me this whole story about why I should be resting, especially in it, and from a biblical perspective. And I said, you know what? Thank you for that whole word. So I want to say about 5 minutes later, I quickly shut my laptop and like begin to go to bed and do my devotionals before bed. And so I want to share with you all resting, what it means to rest, rest in the Lord's presence, to rest in the Lord's presence. And so Hebrews 4:9-10 states, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works as God did from his. Ooh, I'm gonna say that again. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works God did from his. And so I want to take you to Hebrews 4, 9 through 10. It specifically states, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. But verse 10 states, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. And so I thought this was so applicable because, of course, as busy people, we often work hard. We often work hard, especially, look, this is terrible to say, but especially before we got something coming up, like a vacation, you know, especially something coming up, like you may be a student or in school again, usually before or the week you have your exams, right before semester breaks, you working hard. And when we know a rest is coming, we put extra effort into finishing our work. And so it goes on to talk about how healthy Christians love the work God has given them, doing it with passion and purpose. Passion and purpose. And so putting all their strengths and care into it. But Christians love God's promise of heaven's rest even more and look forward to God's rest with great joy. Today, I want to challenge you to renew your effort to work hard for God. Not to necessarily work hard for man, but to renew your effort to work hard for God. Rest is coming, okay? Rest is coming, and it's going to be up to you to really rest in God's presence, meaning what? Trusting in God's peace and provision for you. And so let's talk about what rule is. Rule is exercising authority under God's kingdom. I'm gonna say that again. Exercising authority under God's kingdom. God has given us authority to exercise, right? And it says in Genesis 1:26, then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And so I want you to keep that in mind. Like, we have authority here on earth. And so when we say, especially when we say in Jesus' name, like we take an authority in the spirit, okay? We are taking authority in the spirit. And I just pray that each and every one of you all remember that. Look, we take an authority over, look, our bodies. Like, listen, every pain, ailment, or anything that you may be feeling in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, we take authority over that in Jesus' name. Come on now. And we just pray God's promises over our body and speak that, look, by Jesus Christ, we are healed. Your word says that we are healed. So we just claim victory in our bodies right now. And that's just an example, but that's how bold and that's how authoritative we gotta be over the situations that we face in our life on a daily basis. All right, let's talk about what abide means really quickly. Remaining in Christ for strength and growth. It says remaining in Christ for strength and growth. And John 15, 4 through 5 states, abide in me and I in you. And if you haven't read John 15, listen, this is where Jesus is speaking. So the letters are going to be, the words on the page are going to be read. Literally R-E-D, not R-E-A-D, but red, R-E-D. And so John 15, 4 through 5 states, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruits by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in you, it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. It says, for apart from me, you can do nothing. And I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I want to be in the presence of God, the more I want to just simply abide and dwell in the presence of God, period. And so this is a transparent moment because I ran across a picture like years ago, like super years ago. I'm talking about my college days, that I was in a place, you know, where we call the CLUB. I'm just going to say that, right? And I was like, God, I thank you for delivering me out of places that I never thought I'd be delivered out of. Like, let's just talk about that, right? So there has been places that we've been in, and you're like, God, I thought, and when I say deliverance from something, I'm not just like saying, oh, we don't go there no more. I'm saying deliverance even from the desire to go places like that, or to be around certain things of that nature. Deliver us from even wanting to be there. So don't be offended when somebody don't invite you out. Just be like, take that as a sign, like, the Lord must want me to dwell in his presence a little more. So I don't get mad when, you know, I don't get certain invitations anymore. But I just pray that God will deliver us from places, from things. Come on now. People from, let's just define what a noun is. A person, place, or thing. So God deliver us from the persons, places, and things that we need to be delivered from in this season. And wherever we're being delivered from, or whomever we're being delivered from, or whatever we're being delivered from, have us to know that we just need some more time with you, you know, in this season of our life. And so that's what it basically means to rest, rule, and abide with it, with the Lord. And I just pray that each and every one of us takes that, runs with it, and really applies it to their life in this season, wherever you may be going through. I pray that, again, that I declare and decree that God will dwell with you forever. God will, and I declare and decree that we find rest at the feet of Jesus. Listen, at the feet of Jesus. I don't know whoever feet. I don't want to be on nobody else's feet, but the feet of Jesus. Okay, especially in times like this that we're living in, and may we seek refuge in the Lord's presence to ease our troubled minds. And like the song we listened to said, Abide by Lexi earlier, she said, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts. Listen, I would rather be in the courts of the Lord, listen, dwelling in his presence. Come on now, dwelling in the Lord's presence each and every day. So I pray you receive that message and that you carry it out and listen to it again throughout this week. And be challenged, like I said earlier, be challenged to renew your effort with working for the Lord. Renew your efforts to work hard for God, to work hard for God in this season. Whatever you have been called to do, I pray that you do it in excellence. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for allowing us the courage to rest, rule, and abide within you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for reigning supreme over our lives, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to commune with you, to talk to you about the issues of our heart, God. Lord, we just pray right now, and I just declare and decree right now that you ease our minds, whatever may be troubling us in this season of our life, ease our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and have us to seek you for refuge. Seek you for refuge, Lord, in the name of Jesus, before, so we know and trust that your covering is the best covering, God. So we thank you for surrounding us on the back, the front, the side, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for dispatching your angels to surround our bodies, to surround every vehicle that we may be in, whether it's train, car, bus, plane, whatever, God. We just thank you for being in the midst, Lord. We ask that you help us to articulate our thoughts clearly in our jobs and our workplaces, God. Help us to articulate our thoughts clearly on the interviews that we may be having this week. Help us to articulate our thoughts clearly, God, as we meet new people throughout our work week, Lord. And we thank you for connecting us and allowing us to network with people that you have divinely orchestrated us to meet, God. We thank you for divine intervention, divine relationships, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just seek your face in every situation. We come against fear. We come against doubt, God. We come against anything that is hindering us from going from point A to point B or wherever you have called us to be in this season, God. So, God, we thank you. We love you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love that surround us each and every day. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed work week, and I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.